Turn, if you would, to the book of Micah in the Old Testament, Micah 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, through you, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old and ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace.
Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this day that we can rejoice in you and all that you are. Lord Jesus, we must confess right here before you now that we fail you. Every single day we make mistakes, we fall short, but you always see fit to forgive and to bless and to protect and always provide above and beyond, because that's who you are. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for coming to this world to save the human race. And Lord, may we add to that, we thank you for coming to us as individuals, as families, as a church. Thank you for coming to us to provide forgiveness for our sins. For without it, we would know no hope. We would know no peace. We would know no future. But praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and our loving Savior for all that you have done. For it's in Christ's name, as always, we gather. It's in his name that we sing praises. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord that we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, good morning again. We have a tremendous opportunity to hear from our Lord this morning, and my prayer is that we will. As Neil has already read to us, we're going to take a look both at the second chapter of Luke, as Linus so eloquently recited earlier, and a few verses from Micah chapter 5, where he predicted, where Micah prophesied of the very event that takes place in Luke chapter 2. And it was reading along, and in verse 4, Micah said, He, that is Jesus, will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And then it says, and they, that's us, that's all of us, that's the world. He will stand and shepherd, and they, we, will live securely. I want us to focus on a couple of words, and that securely is one of them. Security. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be there. Second word we want to look at, peace. Security and peace. Peace and security. Let me ask you a question this morning. Let's internalize God's word to each and every one of our hearts. Listen, do you, not talking about the world, not talking about the Middle East, I'm not talking about this country, I'm talking about you individually, do you have peace? Do you have peace in your heart? Do you have peace in your life? Do you have peace? Micah said, He will be our peace. Micah, the prophet, lived at a time a lot like ours. A lot like 2015. It's uncanny, the resemblances, okay? He was about 700 years prior to Christ's coming, and Micah lived in a mid-sized town, about 25 miles south of Jerusalem. And in the chapters leading up to the verses we read today, Micah records unspeakable unrest in the country. He talks about the violence, people getting killed and slaughtered in groups for no apparent reasons. That sound familiar? He talks about the injustices that are going on in their society in that day. He talks about the inability of the government to help in providing security and peace for the people. The government has become the source of the problem and not the solution. Any of this ringing true with the 21st century? That was the day and age that Micah lived in. And all the injustice troubled Micah greatly, but God called on him as a prophet from a small town to talk about, to prophesy that better days lie ahead. Better days were coming because God would supply His Messiah. He would bring about His Son, all right? He would bring about the peace and security that Micah spoke of. When you look around yourself in this world today, it's easy to become jaded. It's so easy to become depressed and even cynical. The stock market is fickle at best. The government is flaky at best. Too many relationships, friends, family, spouses, it's touch and go. It's day to day. It's moment by moment. Relationships don't have a lot of security anymore. As we said, it's easy to get cynical and jaded because there's no security in the world anymore. The finances, the government, the relationships, they're all day to day. Lou Holtz, when he was coaching at Notre Dame, once was quoted as saying, quote, "I have a lifetime contract." Lifetime contract, that's pretty good. He said, "What that means is they can't fire me in the third quarter as long as we're ahead and moving the ball." That's what a lifetime contract meant. There is no job security anymore, maybe because we look for security in all the wrong places and in all the wrong ways. Let me tell you something. It's hard to have peace when there is no security. If there's anything Micah tells us, if there's anything that the angels came to tell the shepherds on earth, peace and goodwill toward men, if there's anything we need to understand today above all else from God's Word, the Bible, listen to me very carefully, Jesus Christ is the only source of peace. The only one. There can be no other source for lasting and perfect peace. When Micah wrote about this peace to the Jews, when the angels went to the shepherds who were Jews and said, God is going to bring you peace. The word they used was shalom. We've heard it 1,000 times. It is loosely translated as peace. Jerusalem, the latter part of that word, comes from the word shalom. It means peace. Winston-Salem, okay? That is the word peace in that deeply entwined, okay? The word that Micah used, the word that the angels would have used was shalom. The thing about shalom, though, is it means a little bit more, actually means a great deal more than just peace. Shalom means more than just the absence of war. Shalom means more than just the absence of conflict and strife. Shalom means more than just a positive outlook on life and everything. Shalom, in a nutshell, meant a wholeness and completeness, all right, throughout all creation and the absence of injustice. That's what they were looking forward to. For the Jews, because they had been taught God's word, shalom, true peace, would come and only come in God's one and only Messiah. And that's what Micah is prophesying about here. What Isaiah called the Prince of Peace. Heard Bible stories our entire life, most of us. We see how Jesus came and fulfilled all these prophecies. We see how Jesus taught and knew things that nobody else could know. We see all the miracles, the walking on water, the healing, all these things that Jesus Christ has done. And it never fails. We're confounded. How in the world did the people of that day, how did the Jews not get that He was the Messiah, the one coming to bring them the shalom? And it just absolutely just blows our mind that they could miss that. Let me tell you something this morning. Listen to me very, very carefully. If you don't know the peace of your heart and your mind that He came to supply, then you don't understand Him either. That's who He is. Good news is, we can understand Him. The good news is, He's available. He came to us, just normal people. He came so that you could know and understand perfect peace. The shepherds are in this story. You know what the funny thing about the shepherds? That's us. That's us, people. The shepherds were just normal, ordinary, day-to-day people who didn't have a role in the story. They weren't like the Magi, okay? The Magi, you know, wise men, stargazers, we three kings, and all that stuff, okay? The Magi weren't normal people. They came from afar. They obviously had a lot of wealth if we're going to give these expensive gifts to a baby. They dropped in on Herod. You understand? He was the king. They're making their way, and they just drop in on Herod the king. Say, "Hey, Herod, how you going? How you doing? Things been going well out east. Can you tell us where the Messiah is supposed to be born?" "Bethlehem." "That's right. Well, that's the way the stars go. All right, we'll drop in on our way out. Good to see you." Normal people don't get to do that. Mary and Joseph weren't even normal by the strictest interpretation of the word. They were selected by God, individuals, to be Jesus Christ's mom and dad. All right, that ain't normal. But the shepherds, they don't have any role in the story. Except that God made the story known to them so that they could understand who He was and celebrate what He'd come to give them and then go out and tell people. That's what Luke chapter 2 says. You and I are the shepherds. God has made known to you Jesus Christ so that you may know perfect peace and rejoice in it and go out and share that with other people. Jesus is the only source of peace. Do you have peace? Second word that we see is security. Micah said, and they will live securely. See, fear comes from the lack or perceived lack of security, does it not? That's what fear comes of. Security is a hot button word, a hot topic in today's news cycle and in our society right now. Everything's about security. They say, well, they're going to raise the interest rates. Oh no, why would that matter? Well, I'm on an adjustable rate mortgage, and that means the house payment's going to be more, and I'm not going to have enough finances to be secure. How's that going to impact my financial security? Or say, well, Muslim refugees are going to be allowed into our nation by the thousands. Why is that such a big deal? It could impact our security. It makes me worry about how secure we'll be. Talk upon talk upon talk about guns. Why? It's a security issue. Some people say we need to take all the guns away from everybody so we'll have security. Some people say we need to give everybody a gun and load it so we'll have security. By the way, you know which one of those is right? I'll tell you. Neither. Because the only source of security is Jesus Christ our Lord. The only source. It's God's Word speaking. Only source. We look for security in places. When we don't find it, we become very, very scared. 700 years prior to the act, Micah prophesied of the security bringer that would come to Bethlehem. It will cause them to live securely. We're going to take another look here in just a second at Linus. Less than 2 minutes. Not a big deal. We're going to take another look at him and how he dropped his blanket.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not.
Stop. See what he just did? Just as he said, Fear not, he dropped the blanket. The blanket that he takes with him everywhere. And we call that blanket a security blanket. It's what he looks to for security. And in this story is interwoven, and Charles Schulz was a godly man. He was a good Christian man. And this story has become a hot-button topic this week because some of the schools are not allowed to do this play because of this 1 2-minute scene in it. Where we are. But I believe it was on purpose that Charles Schulz had Linus drop his security blanket when he quoted Luke 2 as saying, Fear not. Real security has come. Not the kind that we hope for, not the kind that we cling to and just wish would work. Real security is here. What Micah was trying to say, it's what Luke was trying to say, it's what Charles Schulz was trying to say, and it's true, folks. Let me ask you a question. In what do you trust for your security? In any part of your life. The only source of security in every part of life, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The only one. The fact that Jesus came to provide perfect peace, the fact that Jesus came to provide security, the message of all that has huge implications on you and me. It has huge implications on our life. The message of peace and security that Jesus brought and started has to begin in your heart. It can't begin anywhere else. It has to begin with you. Okay? If you are not at peace with God, then you will not have peace. If you don't trust in God for your security, then you will not have security. The Bible teaches that we were at war with God, but that Jesus came to reconcile us to that very God that we were at war with. Well, what if, preacher? What if this and what if that? That's what we're afraid of. Fear is a result of lack of or perceived lack of security. What if so-and-so wins the election? What if ISIS does this or that? What if I do share the peace of Jesus with somebody, the story, and they reject me? What if, what if, what if? I'll tell you what if. No matter what, you have security. That's what Jesus came to give you. No matter what happens, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, Jesus came so that you and I can live securely. Securely. Good illustration. The Golden Gate Bridge was built in 1937. It cost $77 billion to build that humongous thing that the clouds touch. Golden Gate Bridge is built in two stages. One went very slowly, and another went much more rapidly. Okay? The first stage, 23 men fell to their death, plummeting to the water below. And as you can imagine, progress went fairly slow because everybody's worried to death. They're afraid. And then some very smart person said, you know what? Why don't we put a net underneath? So for $100,000, they constructed and hung the largest net that has been built yet, and they hung it 10 feet below them. Progress picked right up because people weren't afraid. 10 more men fell, but the net caught them. They were able to operate within their calling in this life. They were able to do the task that was put before them. Internalize this, everybody. They were able to operate and do the task that was put before them this day because they felt secure. A 25% increase in productivity. What about you, Christian? What is it you're supposed to do this Christmas? Who is it you're supposed to share with? Who are you supposed to talk to? Jesus Christ is better than any net that's ever been made. You have safety. You have security. It is He. Pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we can't thank You enough for securing our future by what Jesus has done on the cross. We can't thank You enough for securing our present by what Jesus has done on the cross. We can't thank You enough for securing our children's future by what Jesus has done on the cross. He came so that we might have peace. And as the angel said, fear not. First of all, Lord, my prayer this morning, if there's anyone here in this room today, any man, woman, or child who does not know the peace that only You can give them by forgiving them of their sins, that they would step forward and accept that Christmas gift here today. And Lord, I also pray that each and every one of us would walk in the power of Your Holy Spirit this week, this month, this year, knowing that we are secure if we know You. May we trust in You and You alone, in everything, in every day, in every way. As always, we thank You for what is to come when we trust You. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.